morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show with host Tanya Brown. We are coming to you from New Orleans, Louisiana, to offer you a bite-sized bit of magic. Our 20-minute-ish episodes are the perfect start to your day. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your pop of magic.
Good morning. It is January 20th, 2022. It is Thursday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. Today's episode is brought to you by Chiffon Duncan. So let's get your day going with a little magic. Our quote of the day is, "When we least expect it, life sets us a challenge to test our courage and willingness to change. At such a moment, there is no point in pretending that nothing has happened or in saying that we are not yet ready. The challenge will not wait. Life does not look back. A week is more than enough time for us to decide whether or not to accept our destiny." By Paulo Coelho, I've always struggled with his name, The Devil and Ms. Prim. So what are we drinking this week? We are drinking Ritual Fire. This is a honeybush tea with apple pieces, anise seed, cacao nibs, rose hips, cinnamon bark, red peppercorn, orange peels, safflower, good stuff. So today we're going to talk about cinnamon, which I'm actually on a cinnamon kick lately. I've been making... In the mornings, I've been doing like espresso with cinnamon and cacao powder and what else? And brown sugar and like shaking it up and adding oat milk. It's really lovely. So this comes to us from healthline.com. Cinnamon is high in a substance with powerful medicinal properties. We've talked about this before, but yes, cinnamon is really good for you. It's loaded with antioxidants. It has anti-inflammatory properties. It may cut the risk of heart disease. It can improve sensitivity to hormone insulin, can lower blood sugar levels, and has a powerful anti-diabetic effect. It may have beneficial effects on neurodegenerative diseases. It may help protect, coughing allergies. Ooh. It may help protect against cancer, and it may help fight the HIV virus. So again, Healthline always backs up their sources. So if you want to check out those studies for yourself and draw your own conclusions, you may do so. All right, so we have some headlines today. A Discovery of Witches Season 3 set stage for a major showdown. This is from Culturist.com, written by Rachel Carrington. So there are some spoilers. I will do my best to avoid them. But basically, A Discovery of Witches Season 3 is like out and about. Yeah, apparently, I don't want to give away spoilers, as I also have yet to see the show. As A Discovery of Witches draws to a close, we'll finally see the showdown that has been building the past two seasons. With Diana fully in her power, she'll be virtually unstoppable, and Matthew has already said he would walk through the blood of kings and queens to protect her. There is a battle coming, and it's going to be epic. Can't wait. All right, witches, I'm going to throw this over to our moon correspondent, and then after this break, we will talk more.
Hello to all of my astro friends. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Thursday, January 20th. The waning gibbous moon moves from the warm glow of Leo to the dainty details of Virgo by the afternoon today. Here, the prevailing energy is the moon's opposition to Jupiter. In this position, Jupiter overwhelms the moon. The moon does not have much agency where it is, and Jupiter has recently moved into rulership. There are two ways this can play out in our lives. Our emotions can become bigger than we can handle, and we may need a moment to ourselves to allow a slow release of these overpowering feelings. Or we may feel a very close connection to the oneness of the universe. And if we can let go of our need to personalize the feeling, we can allow these feelings to flow through us freely, putting us in touch with the power both of ourselves and larger than all of us put together. With oppositions, it's usually one or the other, so choose wisely and tread lightly. Even if we get in touch with the oneness of the unity of Jupiter and Pisces, we still need access to our place in the great expanse. And even if our personal feelings are overpowering, we need to realize that it's only a small piece of a greater tapestry and give those feelings space to dissolve. Your daily moon mantra is, "Unity is sameness of purpose, not sameness of persons." This has been your Daily Moon Mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
We have been obsessed with predicting the future ever since the dawn of civilization. We've watched the stars, gazed into crystal balls, thrown bones, and read cards with the hope of getting a glimpse of future events. We have found ways to divine with just about everything, all in an effort to better understand ourselves and our place in the magical world. A Curious Future by Kiki Dombrowski is your guidebook to a variety of divination practices. Did you know that you can divine with wine? Or that a simple pair of dice can give you prophetic insight? Or that candle wax may help answer questions about your inquisitive inquiries? This book will help you predict the future through a variety of insights and sometimes unusual techniques. This greatly expanded second edition offers extended interpretations, additional reflective passages, and even more choices of curious divination to try. Learn different methods for awakening your psychic abilities to support your exploration into divination. Learn how to scry, use dowsing rods, read tea leaves, work with runes, see auras, decipher omens and clouds, and much more. A Curious Future can help you move forward into a mystical and inspiring path. A Curious Future by Kiki Dombrowski is now available for pre-order on Amazon and other places books are sold. All right, so we have a question from one of our listeners, Julie. Julie writes from our Facebook group, "Hello, my 13-year-old daughter needs some fiction suggestions. She needs to read for her class every day, and it cannot be nonfiction. She prefers book where witchcraft is the subject. The first one that came to mind for me is Practical Magic. Any others?" So if you guys are book lovers and you want to recommend some 13-year-old appropriate witchy fiction, please go check out that post. You can give recommendations. I definitely gave some recommendations, but let's read a few of the main ones we've seen. The Percy Jackson series. The Shadowhunter series. Isn't Shadowhunter kind of adult, though? Let me double check. I think I'm thinking of, like, Laurel Hamilton. This is Cassandra Clare. Okay, so what else? Neil Gaiman. Coraline. The Lunar Chronicles. Let's see. I think I remember giving suggestions, but I don't think my list here. And then Donalyn gave a list from Goodreads of 208 young adult novels with witches. The Lost Years of the Merlin series. Yeah, when I was her age, I really liked the Daughters of the Moon series. It was very age appropriate, very age appropriate. Like, there was no risk of any surprises. You know what I mean? Daughters of the Moon is definitely for, like, the 13-year-old age range. It's all about this kind of these girls. There was a spinoff called Sons of Something. So this was, like, the female, like, sisterhood of, like, young girls about, you know, 13, 14, 15, who just had magical powers, and they would, like, fight evil. It's really cute. And then there was a spinoff, I think it would be called, like, Brothers or Sons, but there was, like, a male version of it too. Let's see. The Gatekeepers
So yeah, there's definitely a few different ones. For those of you who don't know, Which Way Publishing does have a few fiction books. They are not appropriate for little ears or little readers. But I don't know if I've mentioned this before. Olivia Blake, friend of the podcast, she has two books under Which Way Publishing. One of her self-published books has actually, it went viral on TikTok, and she is now a big success. And her book is being picked up to be made into a series by Amazon. So we can give a little clappity clap to our friend and our writer, Miss Olivia Blake. I'm very, very proud of you. So super cool. But Which Way Publishing is working on more witchy fiction. It's going to be adult fiction, though. So spicy. Okay. All right. So, oh, shoot. Did I just mess everything up? Sometimes I just mess everything up with my whole situation. Okay. So, moving on, we have a witch win. This comes to us from listener Bodine. Bodine says, witch win / just a bit of happiness. Oh, yes, I love witch wins. So, my partner is an atheist and a skeptic, but they are also very supportive and listens to me go on about my craft sometimes. For the last month or so, there have been instances where I could cast a small spell to help them out a bit, and they were quite surprised that it worked. They still jokingly deny it and say it's all a logical coincidence. But a few days ago, they actually asked me to do a spell for them to help with their driver's test. It meant a lot to me, and I put together a spell, not for luck, but to enhance what they already had been working for and to be calm. They passed. I'm so proud of them and happy. They still tease and say it's nothing to do with the spell, but they did it and thank you, and it meant a lot. I do love that. It's really fun when you kind of get that validation of like, oh, you were right about this or that. Sometimes I think we become not complacent, but we get used to like our stuff working, I guess. So you don't really bat an eye, but then when like an outsider goes, oh, wow, that reading you did was really accurate, or like that spell worked, it's like, well, yeah, of course it did. I know what I'm doing. Andrea commented and said, it warms my heart that you have such a supportive partner. Yeah, that is sweet. Thanks for the happiness, Bodine. Oh, I love it. All right. How are we going on time? We are very good on time. Let's get into some magic. We're going to talk about three witchy ways to stay calm in a crisis. And this was written by Tiana Sisla for the January 2022 issue of Witch Way magazine. So, it goes without saying that we've experienced a number of confusing and disorienting crises in the past few months. This was written a while ago, so let's update that and say the past few years. Thankfully, as witches, we all have sorts of tricks up our hats to deal and stay calm when the madness threatens to creep in. I'm definitely receptive to madness. Like I feel like it does not take a lot to kind of shake me up. Even though I am saying that after experiencing the past few years that we've all experienced. So one way is to work on daily mindfulness. More than most, witches understand the power and magic in a daily mindfulness practice, and that's true now more than ever. Establishing a daily mindfulness practice means different things to different people. It may mean that you meditate, do yoga, or journal your thoughts every day. For others, it may mean a regular exercise routine, being in a present moment by connecting with friends, either Skype or Zoom if you're social distancing, or walking in nature. It may also be dedicating time to your creative endeavors, such as writing, drawing, crafting, singing, or playing music. Whatever it is, it doesn't have to be complicated. Sometimes it's enough to give your mind a break for a few hours and coloring, like coloring in an adult coloring book. Whatever works for you will do wonders for your peace of mind and well-being. Side note, I remember when adult coloring like became like a really trendy thing, like back in like 2016. And I was like, oh, maybe this is like the answer to all of my problems, right? Whenever there's a new trend, you're like, this is it. And I bought an adult coloring book. I think like I bought two, or like two were gifted to me. And I was really excited. I got like pencils and markers, and I sat down and I started doing it. And within 3 seconds, I was like, I hate this. I don't know why it just wasn't for me. I'm very envious of the people it works for. All right, the next one is daily draw. If you're into divination practices, a daily card draw is a great way to get in touch with your inner knowing. Whether you work with tarot, runes, or bones, or you track astrological weather, a daily practice can be great for gaining clarity and calm. It can also be helpful to write about your daily readings in a journal so you can track trends or go back to reflect on past readings. The next one is spell work and ritual. Spell work and ritual are great workings to empower yourself in this time. You may want to banish and clear or create. Manifest, you can draw things to you. No matter your goals and needs at this time, spell work can be great for the day-to-day requirements, while ritual is great for bigger aspirations. In this time where we may literally feel suspended in a strange, short of liminal space, ritual work can truly be fulfilling and effective. So I absolutely love that because, yeah, totally. All right. So are we still good on time? Still good on time. We have a journal prompt today. Let's see what our prompt is from Evolution of a Witch. Okay, flipping the page. Oh, I'm just like going through the pages and bookmarking. Like, I'm not doing this in any like supreme order. All right. If you could have one superpower, what would it be? Is it practical or just for fun? What would you use it for? I have known the answer to this my whole life. Sorry I got loud, but I have known in my heart of hearts, if I had a superpower, it would be teleportation. Teleportation. It is the answer to all problems. Would I use it for fun? Is it practical or just for fun? It's practical. I mean, it can also be fun, but my need and my want and my desire for teleportation is the practicality of it. One, you could like buy a house. You can buy like the best house in the cheapest place it is to have houses, right? So you could like buy a house somewhere where maybe that like there isn't a lot going on, so it's like really cheap, but it's okay because you can just teleport to like wherever you need to go. So for example, let's say you buy a house, and I don't know where houses are cheap. You can buy your dream practical magic house in like the middle of nowhere, Idaho. And you can live there, teleport to work anywhere you find your dream job. Let's say you find your dream job in like Washington State. And then let's say you want to have dinner in New Orleans. And then let's say you want to go for a walk on the Seine River. Like, it just seems super practical. You never have to worry about gas money, travel funds, because you can vacation anywhere and just sleep in your own bed. I have a lot of feelings about this. This has been like a deep, deep need in my soul my whole life. And I just definitely feel like it's part of my destiny. Like, as weird as that sounds. All right. That's like my only fun, my fun one. I would love to know what your superpowers would be. All right. So we are wrapping up this episode of the Witch Daily Show. I do want to give a shout out to listener Melanie Hardcastle. Melanie, you fair, rule-breaking newborn baby. I also want to give a shout out to listener Kelly Corrado. Kelly, you avant-garde, tenacious fire dragon. And then finally, Cosmic Glow. You brilliant, scholarly witch. Thank you three so much for being Patreon supporters. I really appreciate it. And before we go, we do have a card from the Cosmic Creatures Oracle. And our card today is the toucan. Whenever I think of toucan, I think of that Brendan Fraser movie, George of the Jungle. Because there was Tukey the toucan. Okay, toucan is all about broadcasting, speaking up, and improvising. Speak up. The toucan is emboldened with the gift of gab and has impeccable communication skills. It's time to share your ideas far and wide, as you have an audience that wants to hear them. Toucans are known for their colorful feathers and unpredictable movements, demonstrating that you can let yourself relax when it comes to knowing exactly what to say and how to say it. Improvise and let what you want to express be a natural reflection of others. Others will be attracted to your colorful way of showing up and will inspire them to do the same. If you experience stage fright and a fear of public speaking, call on the toucan to heal any doubt or feelings of unworthiness. The toucan is a social animal and encourages you to find a flock where you feel safe to share your ideas. The support of your circle can skyrocket your confidence and boost your success. Vocalize your needs and allow yourself to be heard. All right, witches, that's all I've got for you today. Don't forget, any books, decks, headlines, sources, or anything else we've referenced today can be found in the podcast episode description. I hope you have a great day, and we will talk again tomorrow.
Witches, we hope that you have an amazing day filled with magic and inspiration. If you'd like to support the podcast, head on over to our Patreon. Need a support system? Find The Witch Daily Show on Facebook and our website, witchdailyshow.com.